photography, new ways of taking images of outer space, the infrared, which of course the Gamma Ray Observatory on the flight that he and his colleagues took up in April is all part of that. It's a lifetime devoted to the similar achievements. From the Harvard Center, he went to the Jet Propulsion Lab in Pasadena, and from there he went to Houston to the Space Center and worked as a payload specialist until he was accepted in the program shortly after that. He's been there ever since. Since 1985, he's been an astronaut.
We've all seen pictures on television of Jay walking in space to fix some kind of an arm on something that went wrong.
The Gamma Ray Observatory, yes. The antenna would not release.
Tell us a little how he described it to you and how you and your husband Jerry felt.
Well, Jerry and I were terrified, especially at blastoff, as was he. He said, someone asked him the other day, how did he feel, and he said, scared. I mean, how can you not be if you're an intelligent human being sitting on top of all that fire? There's so many things that can happen. But he was elated and is. I mean, how do you describe how someone feels about achieving a lifelong dream? It was quite a remarkable feat, and he still is glowing as we are. And this is what's 5 months later. Oh, yes. We're very proud of him.
And Jay is back in Houston.
Yes.
And how many did we talk about and show you?
Well, yes. I know you're proud of your daughter, too. Tell us a little bit about your daughter. And
Judy. Judy lives in Pittsburgh with her husband, Richard Nathanson. And
that you said
boys.
Was an A.N. Nathanson.
N-A-T-H-E-N-S-O-N. And they have four sons. David, who is 12, and about to be 12 next week, and she has three who are 8, Michael, Robert, and Stephen.
Triplets.
Is it an S-T-E-V-E-N?
Yes. And it's David Isaac after his great-grandfather, and Michael Jason, the J for both sides of the family, and Stephen Jacob, again the J for different people in both sides of the family.
And Richard is what?
Richard David Nathanson is an engineer. He's has his own company at the moment.
Well, good.
Mm-hmm.
And your husband Jerry?
He's also an engineer, as was my father and my paternal grandfather, Isaac Williamson.
Let's go back to your family a bit. What company was your father with in your...
My father worked for Copper Rope Steel Company before he retired.
As an engineer.
As an engineer. And
did your grandfather found Copper Rope?
He was instrumental in the founding of Copper Rope and selecting Gene Bramer as its first chief. And he was instrumental in many of the old companies, such as United Engineering and Foundry. And you could read more about that in Corinne Krause's book. It goes into great detail about his accomplishments and involvement. His father before him, William Frank, the one who came to Pittsburgh from Bavaria, was an expert in glassware.
How about your mom's side of the family? William Frank was a peddler.
Yes, he came,
From Bavaria.
From Bavaria in 1847, he was a peddler, and it was his son William who was a surveyor and glassblower and was very instrumental in the turn of the century in helping build the city.
Was he the father of Tom and James Grant?
No. Our grandfather, Isaac William Frank, had three children. He and Tiny Frank had three children, two boys. William Frank, who was Jim and Tom and Margie's father, and then it was Bessie Anathan, who is Jane Lehman's mother, and then our father, who was the baby, Robert. Robert J.
Your father was the baby of the trio.
Yes.
Yeah. And your mother's background?
My mother's was raised in McKeesport, and her parents were Abe Kaplan and his wife Bessie. And it was my grandfather Abe Kaplan who taught mother how to keep books and how to take care of herself and be an independent woman long before women lived. And I suspect that that's also who taught her to appreciate the arts, as we've tried to pass along to our children and now grandchildren.
Now, your grandfather on your mother's side, what business was he in?
Well, that's not it. Did you visit these grandparents?
Oh, always. I remember going to McKeesport with the whole family. There were seven children in my mother's generation, and we always went for the Jewish holidays, and particularly for Passover, I remember vividly the family dinners there. And the children would all have their own tables in one room, and the parents would be in the next room. And we really became a very close family through that.
Were they active in the synagogue in McKeesport?
Yes,
do you know, was that
yes.
B'nai Israel or one of those?
I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
I think you would have to talk to someone else in the Kaplan side of the family. Irving would have had all those records. So Joan may have Irving Kaplan.
Joan is Irving's widow.
Yes.
Did politics play a big part? Were any of your family or you or...
No, not really. I think my grandfather Frank's credo was nice people don't get their name in the paper. He was always very anonymous, although there is a plaque in the Rosh Shulchan to his memory, honoring his good works. And I think in the George S. Kaufman book, one of the biographies of George S. Kaufman, it says Isaac Frank and Georges Kaufman and some others were very active in Concordia Club and the Brett of Sholem in the 60s and 70s, or 70s, I would think. And they were, you know, the young yuppies of that era 130 years ago in the Jewish community.
How would you contrast their being involved in industry and being Jewish with you working in your field with the arts, mostly with non-Jews today?
That's a very interesting question. I'm sure they had many more problems than I had because in those days the industrial giants didn't know any Jewish people. From what I've read, although I may be mistaken about that. But I think they must have run into a lot more anti-Semitism. Although in one of the family history, and I believe it's in Karim Krause's book on Isaac Frank, it tells about Grandpa Frank, Isaac William Frank, going to old Howard Hines. And at that time he was not old, at the Heinz Company, and selling him the first bottles to bottle some of the communists. That's a very, very warm passage. so I think that
And Mr. Irons didn't invite him home.
I would doubt that. I would doubt that. But I would think that you've put your finger on one of the problems then, that we have been able to cross over now.
Your mother was almost, you might say, a pioneer in that, wasn't she?
Yes. And I think also because of her interest in the arts and the community, such as the Community Fund, Community Chest, and all her hospital work and within the Jewish community. But the interest is there in people and quality of life. And I think that's what our ancestors imparted to us, and I hope we have passed on a couple of generations.
Well said. Tell us a little about your sister and your brother, if you care to.
Well, my sister and I were very close in age, are very close in age, and are very close, as my mother and well, particularly one sister, were. They spoke every day of their lives, which my sister and I do, as well as my daughter and I. And I think the tradition goes on.
Is your mother still?
My mother's been dead since the 70s, early 70s.
Is your sister active in the arts too?
Well, she's an active attendee. And when you ask her to do something, she does it very well. But she does not have the same time commitment that I do.
Well, you started to talk about your daughter,
oh,
and
yes,
we interrupted you.
Well, Judy is, in my opinion, the consummate mother. She has raised those four boys who, as I said, are one of them is almost 12, and the other three are 8. She's raised them as individual young men, and they all have distinct personalities, and they are well on their way to becoming independent people. And she's done an incredible job. She has the patience of a saint. She's a great teacher, which, by the way, was her profession until she had 3 at once.
Where did she teach?
She did student teaching at Liberty School, and then she taught full-time at Winchester.
Do your family, do you ever take vacations together?
Oh, yes. As a matter of fact, we all went to the launch when Jay went up this April. All the children, all the family from all over the country, and some from England came, and Alaska, and we all
came.
Some of
your family came from Alaska.
Oh, yes. Jerry's sister's 2 offspring with her. The Leflers, Karen and Bob, and his sister Margie came from Minneapolis, and Jane Lehman and Bud were there. Jane Canapin Lehman.
Who was related?
Who was my first cousin. And her one daughter came from California, and the other daughter came from England with her husband and 2 sons. And my sister was there. We were all there. Almost everybody in the whole family, including many first cousins.
I understand Jay was thoughtful enough to invite his teacher at Shadyside.
Yes, his science teacher, who was the one who allowed him to start the Rocket Club and really encouraged him.
And his friends.
Oh, yes. And I thought that was very, very wise of Jay to single out someone who had been so instrumental in influencing him.
So he didn't forget his origin.
That's right. He had invited, this particular celebration at the Cape was by Jay's invitation. I mean, anybody can go, but he invited certain people on the number of passes he got. And he invited all the people who are still around that were active in the early years of model rocketry the man who founded the way of making model rocket engines, I mean, he and that whole crew were there. There must have been 20 of them with their spouses. And I mean, it was very exciting to see the far-reaching results of Jay's thoughtfulness. What else can I tell you about that?
Well, now that you've settled down from coming home from the Cape.
Who has settled down?
That's a good remark. What are you active in any particular project present?
Well, I was off the Symphony Board for the last 5 years, and I went back on a year ago, so I'm very active in that. And I continue being very active at the Public Theater and several other projects, but they're not as time-consuming as those two. I've been on many boards, but I've narrowed it down to those two in Pittsburgh, and I'm still on the State Arts Council as a member of the council.
Tell us about that.
Well, it's an appointment by the governor, and I guess I was one of the last governor's appointees under Thornburg. And so I've been there 6 years now, and I'm waiting to be replaced, but they don't seem to be approving too many new council members rapidly. There's been one or two new ones since Mr. Casey is in office. But it's difficult to have people approved, so I'm still there.
What kinds of things do you do on this council?
I'm chairing my third panel. My first panel was a media panel, which I did not know too much about, but I learned quickly. And then my second panel was music, choral opera. And now this year I've been given theater. So the last two panels I feel I'm qualified to act as a moderator and steer the committee in fairness, because I know much more about the subject.
What did you think about that Mapplethorpe?
I thought it was a disgrace. Is that going to go in the archives?
Disgrace, not the show.
Oh, it was the whole brouhaha was a disgrace.
John, you said you're still active on the Board of the Public at the Pittsburgh Public Theater and the Symphony. Do you chair any committees?
Yes. I'm chairman of the long-range planning for the Public Theater and on the Executive Committee, and I don't chair any others, but I'm very active on most of the committees, including marketing and, of course, fundraising, which is not my great love, but it's necessary. And on the Symphony, and I'm on the nominating committee, too, on the Public Theater. Symphony, I'm on the nominating committee and the steering committee for the capital campaign, which will happen one of these years. And the marketing, the outreach, they call it that, outreach committee.
Do you have any time for hobbies doing all this?
Oh, my grandchildren. They're my help.
Yeah,
and we take vacations together, as we mentioned earlier, a lot.
We're not supposed to interject anything personal in these interviews, but I will say that John is a heck of a tennis player.
Well, I hope I will be again after I get my hip replaced.
Good to hang out. Is there anything else you want to tell us? About
I'm
your
sure
family, your
I'm
children,
sure
yourself?
We've left a lot of holes, but we can kind of look over this, and you can look at my resume and, when it comes out of the computer. And
you will send it to
us. Yeah, well, I'll get it before you.
Did you want to tell us anything about when the children were growing up?
My children?
Yes. Did we talk about that?
Well, they had very different interests, but were still very close. And Jay was always, had his head in a book, always. And Judy always was addressed her schooling with real enjoyment. But Jay was always into scientific things and had not the same, I guess, dedication to learning how to spell and those things you have to learn by rote which could be an encouragement to other parents who have similar children who don't like learning by rote. But anything Jay could figure out, he was brilliant. And Judy had the stick-to-itiveness to...
Well, I mean, anything Jay could figure out.
And use his imagination.
Mathematically.
Or just...
Creatively.
Creatively, right. Any of those, rather than learning multiplication tables. He loved math, but it was a time until he mastered the rudiments in his early years.
Unusual.
Yes, it was very unusual because he...
Where did he go to grade school?
He went to Shadyside.
I know that. Grade school?
Shadyside. And it was the headmistress at that time, Mrs. Kurtz, who explained to me in first grade, when Jay was in first grade, to be patient and take him by the hand and walk him through his problem areas, which he did have. So it's something to remember that there are children who like to be imaginative and use their heads rather than saying 2 + 2 = 4 or anything that is taught in a very dry, by rote manner. And Jay was very good at it once he knuckled down to do it, but he had to be led into learning by rote.
Are they tennis players too, your children?
Judy plays tennis. Jay is a runner and he's in top physical shape, but he's never learned to play tennis, as I did not until I was age 40. Although my mother and father had a tennis court and tried to teach me, but I didn't like being inept, I guess.
And how about your husband? Does he have any unusual hobbies or usual hobbies?
Well,
or
tennis, and he's an engineer, so all of the things that go with that. Tinkering, computers, fixing things.
He has his own business.
Yes. He's a consulting engineer now.
And where did Judy go to high school?
Judy went to Winchester Thurston.
No way.
Yes. And when our children were quite young, the local schools were not into the magnet school era, and we made the decision to send them to private schools. Whereas their children, particularly Judy and Richard's children, have been going to the East Hills public school, and it will just be this year that David starts the private school.
Where's David going?
He's going to St. Edmund's this year and next. And we don't know after that. But the public schools are having their own problems now, which they did not have earlier.
Do you feel that some of Jay's technical ability and his drive come from his family background, his father, his grandfather?
Yes, very definitely. And his early skills were honed by both of us. And yes, I think he's definitely a throwback to Grandpa Frank's expertise, who loved to figure things out and be imaginative and create.
Was Jay A, the first Jewish astronaut, or B, the first to walk in space?
I really don't know that he's the first Jewish astronaut to walk in space. He is not the first Jewish astronaut.
Rather than walk in space, I guess what I meant more to
fly.
Fly.
I don't think so, no. I don't believe so.
Jane, do you have any more questions to ask of Joan?
I see that you are interested in collecting art. Your walls are wonderful.
Okay.
And you have, how do you go about that?
Not in any organized way, I can assure you. I've been having things hang on my walls all my life and in all my adult life. And I think when you live with...
How about that book over there?
That was one of the... my great aunt and the Frank side of the family had that. It's a missal. and we are in the process of having it identified, because we don't know what it is, except it's a full manuscript that was written monk after monk and used in the churches in probably in Germany.
You're referring to that very large book on the metal stand that's placed by.
Yes, it's a missal. And it was Hattie Strauss, belonged to Hattie Strauss. And she gave it to my father, and my father gave it to me.
Joan, could you tell us a little bit about this house?
Yeah, oh, certainly. We moved in February of 1952, and it was designed by James Spire, the son of Tilly and Alex Spire from Pittsburgh, and he's now deceased. But both Jim Spire and our family grew up watching Falling Water being built, designed, of course, by Frank Lloyd Wright. And I think we were all influenced by that, including my parents, who subsequently built the house designed by Gropius and Breuer, whom we mentioned before. They were partners at that time, Walter Gropius and Marcel Breuer.
I don't think I spelled Marcel Breuer.
M-A-R-C-E-L, B-R-E-U-E-R, I believe.
Yeah. The same one that designed the chairs,
yes.
The Breuer chairs?
Yes. And he designed all the furniture at my parents' home, which is up the road. They were partners then. And we all watched Falling Water go up, and then the Gropius house, my family's home, being built. And Jim became an architect, and I can't imagine choosing anyone else to build our home. He was... worked very closely with Mies van der Rohe, and of course this is classic Mies style.
Spell it, please.
M-I-E-S van der Rohe. Van der Rohe. Capital R.
Van D-E-R-O. Capital D-E-R-O?
R-O-H.
Thank you.
I believe it's R-O-H-E. I hope it's been as much of an influence on my children's lives and my grandchildren's lives as Falling Water and my parents' Gropius home were on mine.
Well, you feel like you're outside.
Mm-hmm.
Feel like you're in the country.
You're living in an environment that is a work of art, and it becomes part of your everyday life, which is what art is supposed to be.
Well, did you want to add anything about your love of art or your family or your other interests, you know, your collections?
No, I don't believe so, but after you take a look at my resume, you may have a few other things to add.
Oh, well, we thank you again. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jeff.